never before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets in bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Ah, yes, episode 100 of The Sports Trench is here. And being a special show, we thought we'd get a special guest in to host the show. Former host, original host, Joseph. How are you, my friend?
Mate. Stoked to be here. The 100th episode. I thought it'd never happen. I thought you'd all be dead, actually, before it all came along. But you're here. You're still alive. And this is awesome. Thanks for having me back.
We're still doing it somehow.
It's great.
And now you're taking over hosting duties. That's it. I've washed my hands. That's no more.
That's
I've
it.
Got no more involvement. That's it. Yeah, you've got this.
The 100th episode. I remember it goes a little something like this. We've got to go around the grounds and make sure that everyone's here and say hello to everyone who's on the panel today for the 100th episode, 100. Over to my right, Muffy, the Muffmaster M. Hello, mate. Welcome to the 100th show. How are you doing?
That's the Kylie version. That's all Aussie here. But I'm good. It's our 100th episode in our 126 show or something.
Yeah.
We're doing a bit back to front, but we're good.
Why not? You'd march to your own beat here at the Sports Trench.
Oh, we can't do anything smoothly. That just wouldn't be Sports Trench like.
No, it would not. Not at all.
Slap happy.
The Muffmeister M, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That's his name.
Yeah, right.
Just for the 100th episode. Yeah, right. Muffmeister M, what have you been up to?
Not much, Jay Jizzle.
Did some paving at the weekend, didn't you?
Oh, my back is sore still. It's been sore for 3 days.
From painting?
Paving.
Oh, paving.
Oh, I should say it.
Yeah, that
it's
makes...
It's a masterpiece.
Does your back look like the rocks now? Have you got an Instagram account just for your back?
No.
Muffmeister M's back. That's better be real niche. That'd pick up some people, I think.
Considering that my actual Instagram account's only got 20, so it would be...
Well...
It would be C.
Let's go run them side by side and see which one gets more followers. I think your back would. Over to my left, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up. And get all of your pants ready because you'll need to rip them off after you hear this man's voice in the 100th episode. Rangers.
Jeepers.
How you going?
Good, I'm excellent.
He's made it.
It's a surprise he's here, to be honest.
Did anybody count up how many episodes I've missed?
I reckon you might be 50-50.
50-50? That's a bit harsh. Probably accurate, but...
It's slightly more than me.
Maybe. What are you up to?
20? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I was actually looking back through the episodes this morning and trying to work out when about it was that I had to hang up the headphones for the Sports Trench. And I couldn't quite sort of work out where it was, but it was definitely over like 30.
Good research.
It was about 35.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, it was somewhere near there. Yeah.
Sounds like that could have been a trivia question, Pete.
Oh. I looked at it. I did look at it, but I didn't do it. Let's save it.
We do have some trivia coming up later. Rangers, what have you been up to, mate? What's news?
Mate, I'm having a kid. Well, not me personally.
Actually, it is.
This is exciting. Mm. This is adding to the Sports Trench family.
Yeah. I'm Arnie-ing, having to kid myself. Junior.
When are you due? Because I do remember when one of my children were coming along, I took some time off from the Sports Trench. So are you going to take paternity leave from Sports Trench?
Probably. Just my normal skipping out on episodes. Yeah.
No, that's just regular Rangers skipping.
You've actually used up all your leave here at the Trench. So.
Leave without pay coming up.
And I'm not sure that your long service is enough pro rata in your long service to... To take that yet, Rangers, so I'm not quite sure.
I've only been doing part-time service, so it's not going to add up to all that much.
Well, that's exciting, mate. It's very exciting.
Very exciting. Bit scared.
Are you pumped? Are you looking forward to it, or is it more scared than pumped?
Both, definitely.
Yeah, okay. A good 50-50, just like your appearance. Over to Rangers' left, the man himself, the myth, the legend, Fulzy for the 100th episode. Hello, mate, sharing a mic with Rangers today. Mm.
Yes, up close and personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, right in my face.
Have you guys ever kissed before?
Not to my knowledge. Oh, maybe drunk, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Rangers is nodding, going,
probably.
Quite
sadly,
possibly.
Sadly, myself and Rangers have. So, anyway, we can come back to
this
that.
This is the kind of stuff that you get on the 100th episode.
This is good.
When Fulzy gets drunk, he often comes up and kisses me like I'm a lucky leprechaun.
But not like as in on the top of the head?
Yeah,
or
top of the head cheeks. Yeah.
Is that just when you've put 50 bucks in the pokes and you're going to walk out with 150?
That never happens, though.
Fulzy, what's news in your world, mate? What's
going on? Not a lot, mate. Not a lot. I am bailing on the start of next year's Sports Trench once again to go to Africa. So I'll miss the first few rounds again.
And you're bailing on Christmas.
I'm bailing on Christmas.
Best friend's Christmas.
Yep. I'm off to India.
You do know they don't celebrate Christmas in India. You know that, don't you?
Did you say they do or they don't?
They don't.
That's all right.
But you know, so if you're going over there for Christmas, you're going to be shit out of luck.
Yeah, but I have no family to go to's Christmas over there, so it should be all
right. Don't know anyone in India.
You know what they do celebrate, though? Cricket. So the old Lanyon Express will be...
Oh, yes.
Oh, you ought to see the Boxing Day test over there somewhere.
Yeah. Is it played in India this year?
No.
I don't follow cricket anymore.
It's in Australia, mate.
Good.
It's going to be at Melbourne.
We're playing against them.
Tomorrow.
Hang on. You two are still following Australian cricket, yet you're looking at me like I'm the fool? Is this what's happening?
Mate, you don't abandon your team just because you're going through a rough patch.
Oh, mate, I've got too many...
You're talking to a Raiders fan here.
Mate,
so you're
talking to a Wolves fan. I've got too many rough patches I'm going through right now. I can't afford another one.
So, lots of travel on the cards, mate. India, Africa.
Yes.
One might think that your work conditions are probably too good.
Oh, I'd say they're horrendous, but we'll take that one offline, Joe, I think.
Fulzy, thanks for being here for the 100th episode. I think all Sports Trench fans would agree it wouldn't be the same without you.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Over to the one with the mo. He is the one and only Peter Herak, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the man himself. Mate, thanks for inviting me along.
No worries, mate. It's good to have you back on the show.
Mate, stoked to be here. But what's going on with the mo? When is it coming off? I hear Fulzy's wife has paid you to keep it. Other people have paid you to get rid of it. What's the story?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of background to this story, Joe. Like, if we go back to, 10 years ago.
Let's not go back that far.
Before I talk about the mo, I just want to ask Fulzy one question. Mm-hmm. Street cricket in India, do you reckon you'll be able to get a game? Is it like street ball? Just rock up.
Just
rock up and then just say, I'm the Lanyon Express.
Trying to bowl thunderbolts at people.
It should end well because I think they use actual cricket balls. And I'm not known for my accuracy. And I think it's mainly played by like 5-year-old kids. So probably best to avoid it. Plus, I can't really play unless I've had about 12 or 14 beers.
Weird that I was listening back to an episode of the Sports Trench today where Fulzy talked about his best ever score was like minus 49 in indoor.
That was a hell of an evening.
What a score.
Rangers remembers it well. Fulzy doesn't remember it as well.
How many Forex gold was consumed for that minus 49?
Long story short, we used to get a traveler on the way. My brother would pick me and this other dude up and we'd have a few travelers. So I'd had about 3 or 4 beers. My brother picks us up. I text my mate, bring a traveler. He comes out. He's like, I've only got this. And he had a 750ml bottle of gin and a bottle of orange juice.
And that's the tour.
And we had like 3 hours to kill while my brother had actual cricket training. So we're like, we'll have a few and be a bit sensible. But we finished all of it. Then went to the club and had about 7 more beers.
This is before the game?
This is before the game.
What time was the game on?
Oh, like 8:30. And for some reason, someone let us bat as a pairing. So we got negative 57. And I got negative 49 because I charged every single ball. And then he fell on his face and had to go home. And he lost his keys, his wallet, and his phone.
And his dignity.
And his dignity. And he lived with his folks. And he had to knock on the door. Like, fairly reasonable, sensible human being folks. And he was so drunk he couldn't talk. So his mum answers. And she's like, oh, you're home early. And, like, he just smiles and nods at her. And she's like, where are your keys and your phone? And he's smiling and nodding. And she's like, oh, we'll have to talk about this tomorrow. So he's gone home. We're supposed to play a back-to-back. And my brother's gone up to the other team and they're like, look, the drunk guy had to go home. So they're like, yeah, he was hammered. Like, that's fine. Don't worry. Like, you can have a feeling. Yeah. So then we go out there to start warming up. And I'm, like, out there warming up. And the guy my brother talked to comes back and he's like, who is the drunk guy if it's not him? So that's the story of my greatest sporting achievement.
Oh, well, this has been Pete's best intro ever.
It's been pretty good. Are you sure it wasn't the three you hit on me the other day at basketball? That was a pretty good achievement.
Oh, yeah. That was for pulling my shorts down in the tip-off.
Yeah, that might have happened. Anyway, let's not talk about that. Rangers will start writing our HR code of conduct against us. Yeah, so the Mo, anyway, Joe. Movember, I did it. I raised $1,000.
Well done.
Ooh, well done.
Which
well
is
done.
Good.
If I that had was two my... hands free, I'd clap you.
Yeah, but you're drinking.
There we go.
Thanks, mate. Drinking a beer. That's understandable.
Got to do it.
So anyway, I said to some people that if they put money in... Well, actually, it was Ranger's wife. She first said, I will only put money in if you get rid of the Mo at the end of the month. And old Muffmeister M over there took that as a bit of a challenge. And he was like, I'll only put money in and I'll up it by like a dollar if you keep it. So we had a bit of a bidding war and I put it on Facebook that I'd keep it. And the plan was to keep it for another month if the team with Team Keep Mo wanted me to keep it. Yeah. And if Team Remove, I would remove it.
Okay.
So... An update is that Team Remove is actually in front now.
No. Oh.
They were behind, and they were behind by about $84. And
Team Remove have got deep pockets.
And Team Remove
just ready to go.
Thought I wasn't serious, and they had a late run on 2 days ago. They were like, oh, no, he's serious. He's still got the Mo. It's got to go. So Team Remove's now won, but I've decided to keep it a week because you can't come in late. So I've kept it for another week. So
that's good.
It'll go to the work Christmas party, which is a Hawaiian theme. So Hawaiian shirt, aviators.
Mate.
I'm gonna look good on Friday.
Magnum PI. Yeah. Look out, Sonny's.
A blazer over the top of the shirt.
No, it's just
shirt,
like
is
just
it?
Like a red Hawaiian shirt. With,
yeah. It's got a pinkish.
So the reason I wanted him to keep it is because I wanted him to be Sipowicz.
Of
NYPD Blue. I wanted to wear the short sleeve business shirt, the tie. I wanted him to Sipowicz it for work.
Right now, you do look like a stern 80s sitcom dad. Congratulations.
I've been called worse. The first time...
just looking for some orphan children to adopt, Rangers, isn't he?
Well, I'm not looking for any of those. Do not send them my way, Joe. They're yours. You keep them.
Damn it.
I did get asked if I clean pools on weekends by someone at work, and I was like, was I just sexually harassed? I wasn't sure.
Cool, Rangers.
Rangers. Yeah, exactly. Rangers will know if I was. Rangers?
No.
No, okay, good. And then another person was like, they said, do you have a restraining order to keep you away from school? So I was like, okay. I think that's bullying. So, Rangers, can you please confirm?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
If it's you involved, I think the answer is...
No.
Good. Anyway, yeah, no, good. That's me.
Good, yeah. Good. Well, again, stoked to be here. Glad you could tune in for the 100th episode. So the 100th episode has a whole bunch to look forward to. We've got Ranger's Tweet Talk. We've got the Sports Trench drinking game rules coming up for you. Know Your Sports Trench, which is going to rely on you having listened to a lot of Sports Trench. But there's going to be some Sports Trench-based trivia and a surprise segment coming up just after the news, which I am looking forward to. And no one else is. So, time to get to the news.
The good, the bad, and the...
1800s.
From the trenches.
Oh, yes.
Good, nailed it.
Way to jump in.
I like how we all looked at each other like we usually do and go, wait, we haven't come up with a word again. We do this every week, every single week.
That's still happening then.
And also, every week someone saves it, but we still point out that we didn't have something planned.
Awesome.
They might as well not have saved it.
Nothing. I just went on a 6-minute monologue before and couldn't think of a single word
when it came to the grunt stuff.
Well done, Muffy. Well done. All right. Well, let's roll into the first news item. Does anyone honour a contract anymore? Pete, run us through these massive multitude of changes from players to coaches. Tell us all about how this NRL mob should fix this problem. What's going on?
Well, I'm pretty upset, Joe.
Mm.
And you can tell by my voice.
Is the bear about to come out?
He's not quite there, okay. But he might. He might get there by the end of the segment.
All right. Far away.
So a few things have happened, boys, and we'll probably touch on all of these, or some of them at least. Valentine Holmes has been released. He's off to the NFL. Sean Johnson was released by the Warriors after being told he could look elsewhere for the following year, basically making his stay at the Warriors untenable. He's now signed with the Sharks for 3 years. Josh McGuire was released by the Broncos. He signed with the Cowboys for 3 years. Desi's gone to Manly. That's just of interest mainly. Wayne has gone to South, Wayne Bennett, and that's finally been wrapped up. And Anthony Seibold has gone to the Broncos in what was probably the biggest saga of the whole offseason. I think that's the one we probably want to talk most about.
And is Trent Barrett still at Manly as well, though?
Well, Trent Barrett's still being paid by Manly at this point in time. Like, that's a horrendous situation. Gareth Widdop is rumoured to break the last 2 years of his contract. He doesn't want to be there after this year. He's only committed to this year, but he's homesick and wants to go home to England.
I heard a transcript of that, Fulzy. Do you want to...
what he said? Yeah, moving on. David Clemmer has been released by the Bulldogs and he's gone to the Knights.
We're troubling Strauss upset. We need to go back home. The old cheese and kisses want us to go back to home, Lance.
Oh, Gareth, I'm your wife in it and I'm real homesick. I ain't seen me mother since God knows when.
Didn't he move over here when he was 16? Did he marry his wife when he was 16 and brought her over from England? Did he fly one in like a Russian bride? Did he fly a pommy bird in? I don't...
It's a thick accent. That is thick.
She's out of control, Mrs. Widdop. She's real cockney.
Oh, I tried to move on. It didn't happen. No. I tried, though.
No, quick, let's move on. Talk about the next thing.
Anyway, Dylan Napa also was released by the Roosters and has now been moved to the Bulldogs. And there's a multitude of other moves and issues. Mitchell Moses, other people. Yes, hello, John.
I have a question.
Yeah,
I saw some clickbait the other day on the internet, and it said... old mate that just went to the Roosters the Rabbitohs that you just mentioned before,
Wayne Bennett. Yes.
It said the $900,000 decision that cost Wayne Bennett all that money. Does anyone know what that was? I didn't click on it.
Well, it's clickbait. Like, that's the whole point. They tried to get you.
No, because I went, fuck you, it's clickbait. I'm not. I can beat that out later.
It's probably cost him about $600,000.
Inflated.
Yeah, there's a $300,000 clause for his likeness, essentially, that they have to pay out no matter what.
Right.
But there's $600,000 of that he's probably not going to get because he was playing both sides, Joseph. Like he was, you know, married to his wife and then he was having an affair on the side. Not good.
I see. Can't
be doing that.
Football and marriage metaphors.
Pete, would you like to be interrupted by accents or by Joe?
They're both going to happen.
I was going to say, I feel like I've got no choice here. I feel like
there's better value with the accents, to be honest. But anyway.
No, I don't think so. I think Joe's probably the better one.
Someone's just called up the Sports Trench. Hello, ma'am, are you there?
No, we're not doing this.
Ma'am,
hello there. Oh, he was talking about me husband, Gareth Widdop.
No, thanks so much for calling in, ma'am. Where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm bloody all the way down in Sydney. I'm trying to get back to London. Quick, smart.
Unbelievable.
Oh, but Gareth's playing all these football years. He won't bloody give me nothing.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn off the microphone.
Okay, I'm sorry. We've lost the line.
I'm doing it. I'm turning off his microphone. That's it. him and Rangers have no longer got a microphone. And by the end of the show, it's just going to be me talking to myself.
We got it back on the line if you want it. No
one wants that. Even a little bit. So let's get back on point and topic here. I think the beers have gone to your boys' heads. Like, I think you guys are struggling here. So we need to get back on topic. Essentially, lads, what the hell is going on at the NRL? They need to do something to fix this decision. Clubs continue to blame players. Players continue to blame clubs. And they're both as responsible as each other for this rubbish. And every time, the only losers out of this are the fans of these teams, pretty much.
Free agency trade window at the end of the season. I've said it many times, and I think we should do it. Same sort of deal as what they do in America. There's no changing mid-season. It's just...
Otherwise, you have to honour your contract. Like, you signed a contract.
Yeah,
like,
free agent at the end of the season, so then everyone's up for grabs who was off contract, and then it's a free-for-all for the next couple of weeks, which is essentially what this has turned into anyway, but it's with contracted players. So I think at the end of the season, yeah, one of them trades.
Quite stupid that a player can go, I want this guaranteed money for 4 years, and then decide, oh, it's not enough guaranteed money after two because they get better.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like, you're hedging your bets. It's dumb.
Correct. And vice versa, clubs shouldn't also be allowed to try and renegotiate players' contracts halfway through the middle. Like, it goes both ways. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, the league has to be pretty careful about this because people stop caring if no one shows any sort of respect for the game itself.
Yeah,
fans are the ones that'll lose out here because for example, the Warriors, fans love Sean Johnson, and he gets told, all right, we'll keep you for 2019, but after that, you can look around and do whatever you want. Like, what's he going to do? Well, you don't want to keep me beyond that, and you want to try keep me on a discounted deal and see if I get injured this year and then go and punt him. Like, where's his long-term future secured? Like, he's a million-dollar player at the moment. I wouldn't say he's probably worth that. He's probably worth about 800. The way he's been playing recently, he's probably getting Valentine Holmes money anyway. But you know what I mean? Like, he would have had to risk playing this year and get injured potentially and then not have a contract next year and be done and almost retired. Like, it could have been a ending injury. Like,
yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's with the coaches as well. Like, that's just a farce.
Oh, the coaching
switching up
merry-go-round is absolutely outrageous. This Wayne Bennett-Seabold thing was ridiculous. And the Broncos blaming Wayne Bennett for this is outrageous because you were the ones that made his job untenable. You said to him, you're not getting a contract extension. Same thing. You're the club. You're not getting it after 2019. And they played it out in the media like that. And then they want to cry poor that Wayne's been playing both sides and talking to players from South and saying this is going to happen. Of course he's going to start talking to him. Both teams are in preseason mode. So the only problem is I do agree with Seabold in that he did mess around with Seabold's family a little bit, which is a bit crap.
Yeah, but I mean, because no one is respecting contracts at all, coaches or players, that's why the teams and the players and the coaches are just saying whatever because it doesn't matter. They can say whatever they like. They can do whatever they like. So they do.
Well, boys, we're going to move on to Sports Trench, news item number two, and Martin Luther King had a dream. Valentine Holmes now also has a dream. Pete, what's going on?
Yeah, in a reference to Jarryd Hayne, Valentine Holmes is going over to the NFL, lads. Touchdown! I don't think he's going to get any of those, to be honest. I don't think he's ever going to hear that, ever. So essentially, what do we think about this? What do we think about the move? Do we think it's going to work? Considering Hayne went over and was probably a more accomplished rugby league player and probably a more talented rugby league player, the only thing going for Holmes is, oh, yes, Joe, you've got another question.
I've got a question, Peter. What position would he like to play?
Look, I think he's going to... Muffy, you're probably best to answer this, but he's probably got to play on special teams, like, initially, because what is he? Like,
well, that's right. Players that go over, like, Jarryd Hayne might be awesome here, but it's one of those sports where you've got to play a position for quite some time to figure out the little nuances of the position. So, other than that, they put him on special teams and try and figure out, like, Jarryd Hayne was a running back, essentially, but I don't think Valentine Holmes would be a running back.
He'd have to be a receiver.
You have to be a receiver, but the thing is, there's a lot of different movements and stuff that is involved in doing that. Yeah, look, I think if he makes it, he'll be on special teams, and you won't see him much at all. And I think he has to be there for a couple of years to make an impact. Like he's not going to, like we saw what Jarryd Hayne did. Everyone was so impressed that he actually made the squad. He played, he's played six games and then got punted. He basically got put on the practice squad and then no one else wanted him. And then that was it. And that was him done. And he impressed through preseason, but that means nothing.
Valentine apparently in Madden 17 was very good at quarterback. So, I mean, that's not a tough position to jump
into. Pressing the buttons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. X, O, like he just
triangle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's just easy.
Yeah, I read somewhere they were talking about maybe he could be a safety because he has good defensive instincts from playing fullback, but they're pretty different things. Like, as you say, you'd have to know from playing a lot of it where you should be going at any one time and when you should, you know, go to a man or when you should cover the space or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and even just basic movements. Like, if you're a defensive player, there's a lot of backpedaling. Like, you've got to go backwards and they always talk about your hip rotation, your hip movements, and turning your hips one way, which makes it easy. And if you don't do that, if you haven't done that regularly, that's really hard to figure out and really hard to pick up. So being defensive players like that, I think it's going to be extremely difficult. So, but hey, look, you know, we'll see what happens. He'll go over there, training camps. I'm sure he's got some teams lined up already. He wouldn't have done this otherwise if he hadn't. So
he'll be back in a year.
The only thing for him is he's younger than Hayne when he went over. So he's probably got a little bit more of a time to do it. However, time is money, as they say in the big...
they do say that,
You know, the big bad world. And so he's going to burn through some cash whilst he's over in America. You're not getting that $800,000 a year from rugby league.
Well, so that's the thing that I don't quite understand too. Obviously, you know, we're seeing the salary cap in leagues going up and up. So players are getting, you know, a lot better cash for what they really probably should, and he would be the league minimum over there. Is I think it's this year was 750, which is still good coin, but if you're getting 750 and sitting on a bench or not, that's not even guaranteed money. You got to play a year for that. And Jarryd Hayne wouldn't have made. He would have made maybe 250,000-300,000 his time in the NFL, and he could have tripled, quadrupled that here, if not more, in the NRL. So it's not about the cash for them. So. It's about trying something different and trying to make it.
It reminds me of that old hypothetical that people used to get. Would you rather be like 50th ranked in the world at tennis or number one in squash?
Oh, tennis by a mile.
But that's the decision he's going to make.
Tell me right now
who the number one
player. Anyone in the top 10 squash players in the world are.
But that's the point, right? Like, he's trading being a star in something that's a less world-known sport to be a mediocre player in a world-known sport.
Correct. That's exactly
okay,
his point.
Yeah, I get it.
Good analogy.
He's going to have to want it real bad, though. Oh, that is wild. Mm. Speaking of wanting dreams, the man who blazed that trail, Jarryd Hayne, he is... in some serious trouble. He's in some hot water.
Yeah, he's been charged with sexual assault, and allegedly it's pretty bad. Like, it's he's looking at some jail time.
Yeah, it happened on Grand Final night, was it?
Happened on Grand Final night. He travelled to Newcastle and then left and then went back drinking with one of his mates at like 3 o'clock in the morning back in Sydney or something.
Doesn't he? Because he's a dad now, isn't he? That's correct in saying?
I believe so. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, it's not good for young Jarryd, and I think he is in some big, big trouble. And I think the repercussions from this are going to play out in the American court system for sure.
Yeah, he's already still has that one hanging over him.
Yeah, so, and it, you know what? You get done twice for something like this, and all of a sudden it seems to be that people aren't crying poor against you.
Yeah.
You're probably at fault somewhere along the line here, allegedly, because we just got to say allegedly to cover ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we can't get in trouble, Joe.
Oh, yeah. It's a magical word. It's a magical word. Let's move on to Jack Watton and his punishment, Petey.
Did everyone see the footage? Did you see the footage?
Falcon punch!
Dropping a couple of Falcon punches into the city, into the civic area where we're from right here in the ACT. Mm. I saw some of the footage. He just looks like a real pain in the butt. Like, well, he looks like one of those blokes that you're just like, please don't make eye contact with me. You're just looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so. And he did it not once. He did it like five separate times during the evening. Like he just kept doing it to people who didn't look like they were doing anything, and someone even recognized him. Like
the weirdest one was one of those guys must have an actual iron stomach. Did you see when? Because Jack Wine is a pretty big guy, and he does a lot of weight training, obviously, and he sucker punched the guy in the guts, and he didn't even move.
Yeah, look, they build them tough here in the ACT, Rangers. And if you're hanging outside ACADS at that time of the night, you're just constantly on the flex anyway, you know, just to attract the ladies. So, but no, apparently he can swing it, Jack Whiten. So he's probably not someone that you do want to get hit
by. I wouldn't imagine, but that's why that guy not flinching is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, Pete, someone actually walked up to him and by the looks of it, that wanted
recognized
like
him to shake his hand.
Yeah,
and then
say
hi.
Yeah.
It's the rumors are that, and allegedly, that it's not the first time he's done something like this. And most of the time it's covered up or people will not press charges. So it just seems like he's a pretty all-round top person. And I'm glad the Raiders kept him, just like we kept, you know, Todd Carney, Blake Ferguson, Josh. Yeah. Oh, no, we let those ones go.
Yeah.
The actual talented players. But we kept the super, super average player in him. Muffy, apparently unofficial sponsor. Tim has a theory about young Jack Whiten.
So I don't want to say this.
Allegedly. Throw allegedly in there. You'll be right.
There's a lot of allegeds.
It's a small town, this.
I called into our unofficial sponsor last week and had a haircut. And so we're talking about Jack Whiten because he's a big Raiders fan as well. I don't think he likes Jack Whiten like most of us. And he's wondering why Jack Whiten is being kept by the Raiders after so many indiscretions. And he had an alleged theory. He said, how old is Jack Whiten? I said, he'd be like mid-20s, is he? Mid to late 20s?
Mid, I would say. Mid, yeah.
And so his theory was, when did Ricky Stewart play for Canberra? And I said, I don't know, in the 80s, mid-80s, late 90s? He's like, so he would have been around in the time. And he goes, I said, what do you say? He goes, I think he might be his dad. Ricky's got a soft spot. Could be his dad. So that's a wild theory from the unofficial.
He's 25, so that's around 93. Ricky was definitely around then.
Yeah, so look, not putting any kudos to it, but
all
that's
adding up.
Look, I think we just need to categorically say we're not saying that's true at all.
You're not. No. Let's move on to Knights player in the pub with another incident that we've got here, Pete.
Rugby league just can't help itself. Like it
wouldn't be rugby league without it.
No, you're right. We'd have nothing to talk about. We probably wouldn't be doing this every week.
No.
But anyway.
There'd be no news. You'd just be like, oh, he's moved to another team. And moving on.
Yeah, that's no fun.
No.
So Jacob Saifidi, a prop for the Newcastle Knights. He was at the pub and Dane Cordner, Boyd Cordner's brother, was also at the pub with a bunch of his footy mates. And apparently there was an altercation within the venue. So Dane plays for one of the local feeder teams in the local Newcastle comp. And Jacob obviously is part of the Knights squad. And they had a disagreement of some sorts, took it outside. And Jacob's not a small boy. I've not seen Dane Cordner, but he knocked him out, clean out. And Jacob fractured his leg and is now...
So who knocked who out?
Dane knocked out Jacob Saifidi.
Right.
Can we say allegedly Jacob? Because it very easily could have been Daniel. we wouldn't know.
I'm disappointed, though, that Mr. and Mrs. Cordner didn't name their other son Lloyd. Thinking of Boyd and Lloyd Cordner.
It's probably a good thing they didn't.
Well, it's the thing you should think about when you're becoming a dad, Rangers. Just rhyming names.
Curtin Cordner.
But yeah, so anyway...
or even Boyd and Lloyd Boyd.
Lloyd Boyd.
Lloyd Boyd.
After Lloyd Christmas.
And then Boyd Boyd.
Boyd Boyd. That sounds like something an NBA player would do or some sorts, an NBA basketball.
And then just for good measure, again, Floyd. Floyd, Lloyd, and Boyd Boyd.
Floyd Boyd's actually a pretty sick name.
That's pretty great.
But if you're called Floyd Boyd, you've either got to be famous
or
you're stuffed.
Well, no, you could be like a really shonky solicitor.
Yeah.
Call me Floyd Boy.
he'll probably need my mo.
Or if, he probably will have your mo.
Yeah. Or if Rangus has his way with the sporting pathways, he might be the number one squash player in the world. Floyd Boy.
It's the dream. It's the dream.
But Dad, I have so much potential in tennis.
You play squash. Well, thanks for giving us all of the news updates, Petey. It's time to move on to the most exciting segment in possibly Sports Trench history. Are you ready for this, gents?
Sure am.
The Sports Trench?
Thank you, Muffy. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a segment called... Kevin, are you okay? Are you okay, Kevin? Yes. We're talking about Kevin Gordon, and I'm sure he's probably been missing from the Sports Trench episodes.
We've not mentioned him for a while. He did get a run, I think, at some point since you've left, Joseph. Okay. You were carrying the torch for young Kev.
Guy, I have a special place in my heart for Kevin Gordon. Ever since I saw his magic carpet, I never really watched him play the game of football that much. It was just more of his social media accounts, if I'm being honest. But I'm sure he was excellent on the field.
That's why he kind of left.
He's long since left the game of rugby league, but he's moved on to just a very creative field, and he's gone pretty hard on social media. He spent a bit of time over in the States. He's living on the Gold Coast, I do believe, now, and he's gone Super Saiyan.
Was this in like, case, did he dye his hair bright?
He dyed
blonde,
his hair blonde, he had a full video. If anyone's a Dragon Ball Z fan, as myself, Pete, Rangers. Okay, the other guys aren't, but
socks which have Dragon Ball Z.
You do too. You do too. Fullsy as well. All right, Muffy's the odd one out.
I'm a grown up.
So
that is a blatant lie. But anyway,
Kevin Gordon standing there like on a cliff edge, and it's like him doing the Goku, like powering up, and then all of a sudden his hair goes blonde, and it's just amazing. He has also got into a fair bit of cross-dressing, I'm going to say, as well. He loves wearing a heel and a lady swimsuit. But most of this has been in aid of the promotion of his brand new album, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Gordon has brought out an album. He's put a lot of work into it, a lot of creative time and energy into it.
Is it on iTunes?
It is on iTunes. It's on everything.
Have you listened to it?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I'd like all of us to listen to it as well.
Yeah, no, this is exciting.
This is going to be great. So, okay.
What's the name of the album?
His artist name is Deep Gordon. And the album is called The Album of the Year.
This is not true.
This is all true.
Absolutely true.
This is all 100% true.
It sounds like he's just taking the Tenacious Deep.
Check it out.
Yeah, baby.
This is a banger.
I went down to the wishing well and asked for a Cinderella, one that will ring my bells and one that will Rockefeller.
Creative genius, lyrical genius, a sporting god, and just a bloody good-looking bloke.
That is so bad.
Is that it, or
bad.
Is that just a sample
of
the song?
That's just a sample of the song. I've got another one.
That was it, a 19-second banger.
That sounds like Muffy, the Muffmeister, came up with that rap and was singing it. Like, he loves rap more than anything.
If he came up with that, I'd be your biggest fan. here's another one. This is kind of like the flagship song.
What was that song called, by the way?
What was it called? She Rings My Bell. And it's a great chorus on it. Great hook. Let me play this one for you. This is one that he really likes himself. He obviously really likes it because he gets it out on social media a fair bit. Check this one out.
So I want to show my support and get behind it. Get behind it. Get behind it. Get behind it. Get behind it.
Kevin Gordon. Kevin Gordon, everyone. Get around it. Get behind it.
No,
get
I
am... behind it. Deep Gordon.
No, I am hard muting that.
No, Pete. What are his thoughts on the album? I hear you ask, Pete.
Yes, sure.
I don't care if no one likes it. I like it, so.
Yes, Kevin Gordon, everyone. Kevin Gordon. Oh, I love this man so much.
He's the best.
Kevin, are you okay? Yes, he is.
You are okay, Kevin. So well done.
What was the point of wearing the heels and
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. I think he was sort of taking the mickey out of Instagram models and sort of being a little bit 2D, a little bit fake and stuff. So he actually put on like this really... He's got a great body.
Yeah, I'd like to report he's definitely physically okay, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely.
He's been working out still.
Yeah, there's some shots of him in very little clothing and this little tiny two-piece bikini and him like lying on a beach and him from behind and just showing his butt and he sort of got it pulled up his butt a bit. Oh, you're like, oh, that's a nice bum. You're like, oh, it's Kevin Gordon. He looks great. He looks great. Like, power to him. And he's such a larrikin.
I don't want to... I'm not going to ask this question. I'll ask it offline when we're done.
Please do.
But I'll ask you about Kevin Gordon afterwards.
Oh, God. He's just
I'll ask this question. Mm. I remember the first time that you found out about Kevin Gordon.
Yes.
And you were infatuated.
The love affair began.
And I think the words that you used to describe his physique was cut like an ass crack.
Yeah, he is.
Do you still think he's...
Oh, he's probably not as cut like an ass crack as he was, Rangers, but he's still
turning heads at the beach, though.
He's still got a rig. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a rig.
So a bit like myself and Alex.
A bit like you and Alex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only he's got more hair. It's the only difference.
Yeah, right.
Literally. Mm. Well, that's the end of Where's Kev? And Kevin, are you okay? Are you okay, Kevin? And I'm glad everyone's up to date with Kevin Gordon.
Thank God.
Just
for that.
To wrap up that segment after hearing about Kevin, anyone out there suffering mental health issues, please call.
Come on!
Please call Beyond Blue.
Wow.
Muffy, can you play whatever it is you've got ready to go there, mate?
It's not ready.
It's ready. Look at that. Look at that. Crank that up. You know what that means, everyone? That means it's time for Know Your Sports Trench. Yes, every one of us is going to come up with a couple of trivia questions, and the other people on the panel will have to see if they can answer them. The trivia will be based on the last 100 and whatever episodes of the Sports Trench, and see how well you know your Sports Trench. Feel free to play along at home. You can't call in, you can't message, and you can't get involved, but please play along at home, because the best way to play is... by yourself.
Oh, all right. I knew you were going to say that.
Pete, where should we start? Who wants to kick this off, the Sports Trench trivia?
Look, I'll start with one. How about that? I'll go with one question and then we'll move around the table. Okay. Yeah, why not?
Let's do buzzers? That. Do you have buzzers?
Yeah, look, let's just go with...
Is Joe in this too?
Yeah, oh, Joe's in. He's 100% in.
Okay.
Yeah. He won't be able to answer anything.
That's news to him. That's what I thought it would be.
Joe's supposed to have come up with questions.
I've got two questions.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got two questions, but I won't be able to answer any of them. But,
you might be able to.
Okay.
Anyway, you never know.
My hand's on my buzzer, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, what's your buzzer?
This is the sound of my buzzer.
Mm. Oh, God, that's back. That was the sound of your buzzer when we did this before.
Probably.
It was not good.
Pete, far away.
All right.
First question.
But what's everyone's buzzer?
What's everyone's buzzer? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Buzzer.
Oh, God.
I can make a pretty solid pig noise.
Yeah, good. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Muffy?
Gareth Widdup.
Yes. And Pete, your buzzer? Just growl like a bear. Rawr. Yeah, perfect.
Sure, we'll go with rawr. All right. So, boys, I'll go first here. There's a lost episode. There's an episode of The Sports Trench that never, ever went to air. It was done around an iPhone. We promised the listeners we could get it out there.
Yeah.
It was the first time we ever rocked the sound effects done by a human being rather than by the panel. Yes, stuff, the pre-recorded stuff. Yeah. The question is, what was the number of the episode?
I'd like to have a crack at this one, actually, Pete. Joe jumping in here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say... 24.
Incorrect.
Buzzer.
Ooh, buzzer's in. All right, buzzer.
12.
Ah, well and truly wrong.
Gareth Widdup.
Gareth, how are you?
I think it's 33.
You're up. Yeah.
Price is right. 34.
Unlucky Muffy wins.
What was it?
Episode 31.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Muffy. There you go. One for Muffy.
All right. Fulzy, over to you, mate. Have you got a question pre-prepared?
Oh, I do, my friend. I do. All right. Oh, sorry, everyone. I just dropped my mic. The Sports Trench crew here, we love a bit of free money, and nothing is freer than Felice Corfuzzi and Manu Mau scoring first. How many times combined did they score first during the NRL season?
Rawr. I'm going to go with three.
No?
Buzzer. Two.
Is everyone right?
I'm going to give everyone a crack, and then I'll say who's correct.
Okay.
Gareth Widdup.
Oh, yeah, good. Thank God you buzzed
me. I'm going to go once. It only happened the once, Fulzy.
I'm going to go with 11.
Yeah. you would think that. However.
Because it is free money.
However. In round 20, Felice Corfuzzi scored first against the Raiders. And in round 7, Manu Mau scored first against the Sea Eagles.
Just the two?
That was it.
Oh,
Rangers.
Didn't Felice Corfuzzi score first in Origin?
Yeah, maybe. It was for the NRL season. Yeah. Everyone's correct.
It did say NRL.
Did he play? Mm. Did he play during Origin? Would you have said Felice Corfuzzi was free first try scorer? Would you have said that?
That sounds like exactly something I would say.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know if he actually did. I've made this up.
I'm sure
he'll be arguing an absolute point. Actually, that's no leg to stand.
Yeah, I don't think you do because I have a later question that I think proves he didn't.
Okay. All right. Do you, though? I don't think so. Anyway, we're on to Rangers.
Rangers won. Muffy won.
You'll all remember a friend of the show, Lachlan Maranta.
The Scottish spider.
Yes. And we had the sound effect of everything.
We did. For a while. We did. He was very mediocre at rugby league, but we loved him.
He's also mediocre at rugby.
When he signed with the Queensland Reds, former Wallaby Greg Martin said something about that signing. We commented about it on the show. What did he say?
I think he said that he would be the best league player to ever move to Union.
Is he right? Because I don't think I've got anything for this.
I'm going to jump in and say that's almost the complete opposite of that.
Rawr. He is going to be the worst league player ever to jump across to rugby union.
No points is the worst signing I've ever seen.
Wow. Holy cow.
Taking a point.
No, give him 0.5.
Nope.
Okay, good. I'll take half a point. Unlucky.
That'll be the tiebreaker.
I'm on the board.
Yeah. All right, guys. I've got some audio questions. So you'll have to listen carefully to this audio from episode 14 of The Sports Trench. We are going back in time. Are you ready?
I'm wearing slippers tonight.
Ooh. That's right. That's how comfortable I am to be here in Trench HQ. Pete, what are you wearing, you sexy, sexy boy?
What
was I wearing?
Was Pete wearing?
Gareth Widdup.
Yes?
He was wearing track pants.
Any more information?
Comfy track pants?
On the Rawr. Top. I'm looking for a Rawr. Complete outfit is what I'm after.
Rawr.
Oh, he was wearing a bear suit.
He was wearing comfy track pants and a bear on top. That's what he looked like.
All right. Pete, any ideas what you were wearing back in episode 14?
I'm going to say that I was wearing a polo shirt and track pants with a hole in them.
Okay. Anyone else? It's strangely specific, Pete. But anyway, Alex.
Look, I think Pete loves a good Vikings basketball hoodie.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
And he was wearing blue track pants.
No, I reckon I was wearing a black polo.
And I think probably canvas shoes.
And a turban. He forgot.
And he was probably wearing his glasses that day too.
He forgot the G-banger as well.
Rangers, do you want to have a crack at this or is this getting too ridiculous?
I'm going to go out on a limb.
He didn't buzz in, so he can't get this.
Buzz.
That's not what you're supposed to say.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was a grey Vikings hoodie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Controversial.
Is everyone ready for the answer?
Yeah,
here we go.
I'm wearing a polo shirt and some track pants.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Pete, 100% correct, because later, not long after this, you describe the track pants and talk about how there's a hole in them, a little bit close to an area where it shouldn't be. Well done, 100 points for you. Okay, just probably one, but good on you.
Yeah, one and a half. 100 points for you, Joe, for doing the most research that's ever occurred on this show.
Well, that's not true. That's based against you, and you do zero.
Your level of research.
Yeah, you're at the bottom of that bell curve, that's for sure.
So Joe's beating you.
Muffy, your question, please, sir.
Okay.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, first question. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fawzi was a late inclusion to the Sports Trench. He wasn't in part of the originals. What number episode did he first appear in?
Ooh.
Our mate Fawzi.
Rawr.
Pete.
And let's I'll go, do, with, I'll let's do go with six.
I'll do prices right here. So
you got to be lower than the...
You got to be lower. Okay.
So well, no, actually, we'll do the first round and then we'll go from there.
So, I've gone six.
I'm going to go higher than that. I reckon it wasn't until like 10, maybe 11. I'm going to go with 10.
Buzzer, 9.
Full Z. 11.
Oh, 9, 10, 11.
All right. What? Someone is one off.
There 12.
Oh, he didn't buzz in.
Hold on, Fawzi. Give it to him. Give it to him. Alright, so one for Fawzi, one for Rangers, one for Muffy, one and a half for me. Joe, just zero.
Zero.
Yeah, solid.
No surprise.
Alright. I've got a two-part question to my next question. And are we still talking here? Like,
Sorry.
Yep.
We're just opening beers over here, Peter.
Just opening beers. All right. Thanks.
All righto.
So I've got a two-part question here, and it relates, it's not necessarily relating to the Sports Trench episodes.
Right.
It's a question about two of our fans.
Oh.
Can you name the teams that these two fans support? And the two fans are Chris Barry and Chris Poole, the two Chrises.
Gareth Widdup.
Gareth. Oh, Gareth.
Chris Poole always talks about Storms, so I'm assuming he's a Storms man.
Good one. Yeah, you get half a point.
And I'll say B.
It's 15 other teams here. We could go through all of them. And eventually you will get this, so there's a half a point up for grabs.
I'm going to say Dragons.
Incorrect. Oh, there you go.
Roosters.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Cronulla Sharks.
Incorrect.
Oh. Buzzer.
Go on, Ray.
Seagulls.
Incorrect.
Panthers.
Incorrect.
How are we getting this wrong?
Because there's 15 other teams and you haven't said the one.
Gareth team. Widdup.
Gareth.
He's not Eels, is he?
Nah, incorrect.
Oh. Buzzer. Storms.
Nah, incorrect.
Rat.
Yeah, go on.
Canberra Raiders?
Incorrect.
It's not Rangers' hometown. He's not the Warriors, man, is he?
Nah, incorrect.
Well, Buzzer Broncos.
Nah, incorrect.
Tytoons.
Nah, incorrect.
North Queensland Cowboys.
Incorrect.
Oh, we've
nearly gone through all of the comp. This is great. I can't believe you've nearly gone through this.
Is he a Knights fan?
There you go.
Yeah.
Before you got to the Bulldogs, which is your own team, apparently, you went Knights.
Well done.
But I'm the only Bulldogs fan here, so I knew that.
Yeah, yeah. He is a Knights fan. So Muffy gets the full point for that one. Well done.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. I was only sure of Panthers and Warriors because I would have remembered that because they're my teams.
Yeah, correct. Anyway, Fawzi.
Are we doing two questions each or three?
We'll do two if there's a tiebreaker. The third one is necessary.
Oh, the third one. Okay. Well, I'll pull out my ace here.
Yeah.
All right. Pete loves and hates his Raiders, and we're a Canberra-based show. So I'd like to ask, which Canberra Raider led the team in total tackles this season?
Buzzer, Jack Whiten.
Total tackles? Do you know what a fullback does?
And he missed the last 9 rounds of the year. Like that seems like a ludicrous thing.
Right. I just thought it would be amusing, Pete. Jeez.
Rawr. I am going to go with...
Come on, super fan.
Joseph Tappanay.
No.
Gareth Widdup. I think I might have this, Fawzi.
What you got over there, lad?
Is it our old mate, Elliot Wyatt?
It's bloody Elliot Wyatt, it is!
God, I should have known that. I should have known. What an idiot. Oh,
well done.
It took me a long time trying to cherry pick a stat that Elliot Whitehead led in.
It's got nothing to do with the show at all.
That is basically half the show some days.
We mention him every show, basically.
Dear. All right, Rangers, what do you got for question number two, mate?
We had a long-running bit for a while where I wasn't allowed to read my tweet because everyone kept interrupting me all the time.
How good was that?
The tweet I wanted to read was by a New Zealand cricketer. Who was it?
Gareth Whittle.
Jimmy Neesham.
Yay, Pete! Oh,
well, I was
done.
Waiting to finish the question, Pete.
Well done. Well done. All right.
Good one, Pete.
Who? So, yeah.
Pete. I'm on 2.5. Muffy's on 2.
I'm on 3.
You're on 3.
All right, another audio question from me. Mm-hmm. Everyone ready for listening closely? Mm. Okay, here we go.
Ooh, the sports trench.
Time, gentlemen, to roll straight into the round 22 game wrap-up.
Hang on. Pete's just lost it because I can see exactly what he's thinking.
That was from episode 29, gentlemen. What is Pete giggling about?
What was I thinking about?
What is he thinking?
Oh, dear. It could be any. We could go anywhere here.
Please do. That's what I was banking on. Yes, Foolsy.
There's only one thing that gets a girlish giggle like that from Pete. He was thinking about premiums.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, let's lock in Fool's answer as pretty ladies. Was that what Pete was thinking, Muffy?
No, I think he was thinking, geez, I should have wore the bear suit tonight.
Buzzer. Mm. The hole got a little bigger.
Rawr.
Pete, come on. This is you, mate. This is based on you again. Both of my questions.
I reckon it was the sweep there where it goes, ooh, the sports trench. It's a little saucy. And I, you know, and then I found out it was your wife.
I was like, this could be awkward.
We could both be correct.
All right, let me give you the answer. You're kind of close, actually, Pete. Here's the answer. Here you go.
He just had a flashback to last week's show where Rangers was doing the sexy one, and so that's set him off.
I am disappointed. I missed that, to be honest.
Ooh, the sports trip.
Yes, because in episode 28, you guys didn't have the sound bites, so you were doing all of the intros and all of the little sweepers yourselves. And last week, Rangers went, "Ooh, the sports trench," and when you heard it, you started giggling. You were pretty close, actually.
Mm-hmm. So now, do we vote on whether Rangers is a premium or not?
I think we all know the answer that he is. Full Muffy, over to you, mate.
All right. Well, I've got another one, but it's a Pete one. But I think we come back to this one because there's too many Pete questions in a row. So I'm going to go Rangers question. Rangers has two dogs, as we've found out from the show, Freddie and Pip. Now, what injury did I say that Freddie had sustained during some exercise with Rangers? Pete.
Oh, dear. I've gone too early. Standard Pete. Go too early. look. Yeah. We know he tore his ACL, so that's the problem. I can only say he tore the ACL, but it's just not right.
Rangers?
How does Rangers not know this?
Well, that was the injury. I can't remember what Muffy.
Yeah, we can't remember what tangent we went on. We occasionally go on a tangent on this show.
There was
Joe.
A certain injury I thought he had, and I said,
knowing you, Muffy, you probably would have said he's blown the poofoo valve.
Rawr.
Oh, that's hang on. Something's clicked here, has it, Pete?
Well, maybe. Did he give him the old snipperoo? Like, gave him the Joe Gleason? Cut off his, you know, bits and he can no longer use them?
No, he did his ACL, but I referred to it as something else. Nothing? Rangers?
You probably said something really crass, like he's got the cancer.
No, I did not.
I don't know exactly what you said, but I feel like it was a made-up word. Of some sort.
No, they're two words. It's a made-up injury, but it's two words that go together.
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
Give up?
Knee syndesmosis or something? Something to do with syndesmosis?
It was fetch foot.
That's right.
Yeah, fetch foot. Good one.
P, Petey. Do we need any? Is that two each?
Yeah, that's two each.
What's the score update?
I think I had 3.5 in the end. I got 3.5. Oh. Muffy had 3, but do we want to go through? Does anyone have anything that was really burning that they wanted to say out of their questions?
I have a good summary of this year in this question.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it.
Yep.
This year, there were 25 weeks of regular season, 4 weeks of finals, and a rep round. Six. Across those...
Rangers turned up for 6.
Across... across those 30 weeks... How many times did the Sports Trench crew correctly make a bet?
Rawr. Zero.
Zero. Goose egg.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to ask how many times did the Sports Trench intro correctly name the people on the panel? Zero.
Hey, this is an episode. It named the... correct panel, but everyone's in there. Fuller's
except
in there.
For...
No, he's going easy on the Pepsi.
Go easy on the Pepsi.
I got a fun what am I question.
Yeah, please.
What am I?
Rangers.
I was first introduced into the US market in 1985 by New Jersey company Good Humor, but achieved particular success in Australia, where I continue to be available, popular for my unique shape and bubblegum nose.
The Buffalo Bill.
The
Buffalo
Bill. Oh, I thought someone would get it before then.
It's a good one. I like it. Played.
I've got another one.
Yeah.
What are Pete's 2 favourite words to describe Foolsy and occasionally myself on most episodes?
Rawr. You two are idiots.
Morons.
Idiots.
That's Foolsy's question.
Definitely morons.
The worst.
Yeah, that's up there. Idiots has got to be up there.
Morons and idiots. That's correct.
Those statements still ring true today. I had one more. Who has been on more episodes of The Trench, Joe or Rangers?
Oh, surely.
I just wanted to arc Foolsy up. So I enjoy Joe. That.
That is great. I believe now we have to move on to... That was me.
Good smooth transitioning as per usual, lads.
I didn't mean to. I was just going to have it ready in case you didn't, because I wasn't sure what you had on your little phone there.
Well, I had one extra question because I know that you never answer anything correctly.
Oh.
So I had
okay.
That's a dig. There you go.
I had a Joe only question, but I'm not sure if it's going to play.
Oh, play it.
So it was, can you name this theme song? But I don't know if it's going to play.
Spider-Man. That's yes.
So you finally got it. You finally figured out it's Spider-Man.
Thank you, everyone. What, didn't you think I knew that?
Because you're like, I can't hear it. I don't know.
It didn't sound like Spider-Man for a long time.
1 point to you, mate. Well
thank done. You. Can I play this again? Talk. Hi, Rangers!
Hi, Joe.
Please hit us. I've missed this segment so much, and I so enjoyed it when I was hanging out.
I was hoping
you
were
going to
just cut it off. Thanks a lot, Rangers! And not let him get the tweet out. Let's relive it. It was great.
I should have done that. Missed opportunity.
Old Nisham Gate.
Yeah, Nisham Gate was pretty fun. What I'm going to do, though, is because the first part of this tweet is from Sam Burgess, I'm going to get a special guest to read that for us.
Oh,
jeez.
This is the best.
I seem to be getting a few tweets regarding the Rugby World Cup in 2015. ... Still, if people actually rewatch the games I participated in, you will see I added to the team. What cost us an early exit was individual egos and selfish players not following our leader, which ...
First reply, Petey, you sucked.
Yeah, Nathan Peets, straight up.
What an absolute boss.
He is a boss, absolute boss.
You sucked. Thank you, Rangers, for Rangers' tweet talk. We missed it so much.
You didn't want to do Cameron King looking for a job? put it on Twitter, on his social media. No, didn't want to do that.
There were a few other savage Darcy Lussick Pete's ones about how much Darcy Lussick sucks and that the Wolfpack didn't make the Super League. He was baiting him, saying he had to come over and play second grade or something. Over
No, that's fair too. Anyway.
Thank you, Rangers. Thanks for having that awesome segment back again. But now it's time to roll into the Sports Trench drinking game, brought to you by unofficial sponsor Tim at the Cock and Crown. Pete, over to you. How's this one work?
Look, so Tim has been cutting our hair, a number of the panel members, except for Foolsy, for a little bit.
Foolsy.
Yeah, he's a bit disappointed.
Sorry about me.
You are unkempt.
Yes.
He actually is.
Unkempt.
That's actually true.
Sean Kempt.
Foolsy gets, I lack alcoholism gets... and 16 illegitimate children.
No. You have the alcoholism. Yeah. You just don't have the 16 illegitimate
I may
children.
Well have the children.
No, I saw you in your prime. You weren't that good. Anyway. Oh, dear Lord. So, Tim had an idea for a drinking game. And I think we should play it for the Christmas special. We should play it before Foolsy goes to India. I think the night before, because I don't think he'll end up with much of a hangover anyway. So he's come up with some rules for a drinking game when you're listening to the show. So right. If it's, you know, Thursday evening before the footy on a Friday and you don't want to go to work on the Friday and you're listening to the show.
Get out a traveler that's a bottle of gin.
Yeah, pretty much. Just a traveler and some juice and that's it. So you've got to take a sip. If you have to turn the volume up to hear Pete, which happens because apparently I tend to go low.
Gets a low and get right up next to the buzz.
To the microphone. But then I get real loud. So if you have to turn it up, turn it down, you got to take a sip.
Okay.
You got to take a sip if I say, oh God. That's a lot of sips. That is a lot of sips. If Muffy messes up the music or the sound effects.
He's sitting here going, this is some shit.
Everyone will be sober by the end of this.
And then if we mention that he gets it right and nails it, he's got to take a sip. I added that one, but I think we should do that. If someone forgets to call the storms. So if you... It's obviously the Melbourne Storm, according to, you know, the NRL and stuff, but clearly it's the Storms, as per...
The Sports Trench.
As per Twitter.
Logic.
Yeah, as per Twitter and the rest of, you know, social media. So, and another sip is if Pete and Foolsy have an argument.
Enjoy your comas.
It's only sips, like, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
You have to finish your drink if someone initiates a terrible accent segment. If we listen to this episode, we're in some big trouble, my friends. Yeah. We're going to skull at least 8 beers because this has been some stuff. We might have to move that into sip, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to be able to play the game and maybe get through it.
I'm pretty sure we're getting a call from a special guest before this show is finished too, by the way.
Good. Excellent. I can't wait. So excited by that. Oh dear. Finish your drink if Rangers actually turns up.
Oh.
Savvy.
Some sober people wandering around.
And you've got to finish your drink if I win the argument with Foolsy.
Jesus, back to back parched. Yeah.
Sober as judges over here.
You'll be right to drive after this game at this rate.
Now, do a shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes.
If the boys make Pete say you two are idiots.
Uh-oh.
Back to being drunk again.
If someone has to pretend to be the sound grab.
Yeah, sick.
And finally, if Foolsy wins the argument with me.
Yeah. That's a shot, is it?
Yeah. Right. Well, because Fulzy doesn't win many.
Oh, he normally gets them all, mate.
He normally gets shouted down by everyone on the panel, and then he goes, oh, okay. Yeah.
People turn down their volume, Pete wins an argument, and then they move on.
Yeah, pretty much. So do we think there are any others in there, lads? Do we think there's something we can throw in there? We need to throw this out, I think, on Facebook and see if we can get some listeners to jump in if they think anything would be worth throwing in.
Every time we say allegedly.
That'd have to be a sip. I think we said it about 60 times on this episode.
Every time there's like a somewhat delayed and not 100% commitment to that little bit where we have to jump in and the news intro, you have to take at least a sip. At least a sip. Maybe more.
On the word, you mean?
Yeah. And with that, and
so then if we comment on, oh, we didn't know what we were doing.
Oh, we didn't know, yeah.
Is that like half a drink? Because we never know.
Yeah. A sip every time Pete says, thank you, madam.
I was just going to say that. That's a good one.
I've stolen that one from you, Joe. You used to say, thank you, madam.
Did I? Mm. Oh, well, you're welcome to it, because I didn't know I'd lost it.
It should be...
Well, you didn't know you lost your wife either, but...
Hey-oh!
Oh, that's Ragger's wife, anyway.
It should be two sips every time Pete rags on the Raiders.
Oh, God. Everyone's getting real drunk. Everyone's getting rugby league drunk. Like, that's happening.
Can I finish it on this one?
Yeah.
Unless anyone else has got...
Nah, let's finish it
okay,
on this one.
Okay, here we go. Half a case every time you hear this segment.
When greatness is achieved against all odds, we like to call it the full Whitney.
It should not be back. It should have stayed dead.
I've actually got a bit of a cracker of a full Whitney.
This is a full Whitney. If you haven't heard this one and you're new,
no one's heard it because like we read it for like 3 weeks.
To be honest, dude, I've never heard this.
Yeah. No way. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I haven't listened to the show though. So.
Oh, that's. So the full Whitney is something that was born from our first brainstorming session. It was probably just Rangers and I who came up with it. And we loved it. It only got to run a couple of times and then it was buried. Just buried. Never to be seen again until today. The 100th episode, it's making a fantastic comeback. The full Whitney is when we celebrate someone or something or a group of people for achieving greatness against all odds. Just like the man himself, Mike Whitney.
He didn't do anything. He just got people on a show called Who Dares Wins.
Mate. He's very good at cricket as well, Pete.
Didn't he like bat to save a test match?
Yeah,
or something?
Sure, he did.
And that was he did. The full Whitney.
And he managed to become a presenter when he had no talent. He managed to have a really super hot co-host.
Wasn't
when he
a
had
referee
awful
on Gladiators as well.
He was too.
He was.
And then doesn't he tell people where to go like weekends away in Sydney or something? Doesn't he?
Yep.
Do a,
yep.
Who was Sydney Weekender?
Sydney Weekender.
He pulled off an afro pretty good for a white dude.
Exactly right. Thank you, Fulzy. That's probably the most important.
No offense personally to you.
Mate, just go easy.
You didn't pull it off as well.
I tried to be a Whitney, and I couldn't pull off the full Whitney. But we've got one for you, Rangers. Can you take it from here?
Fans of the show will know that every year we travel down the coast to a small basketball carnival. We full Whitneyed that carnival. Yep. And won it.
Yes, the full Whitney, Pete Herrack.
We do travel for the listeners. That's why we go and we have...
It's the listeners' team.
It is the listeners' team. And yes, we did win it this year, despite
it was like,
against all odds.
It was like one of those Kevin Costner movies where he's in his 40s and he's overweight and he hasn't played a sport for 10 years and he decides to get back into it and suddenly he's in the major leagues again. That was us.
Yes, pretty much, Rangers. You're right. No, look, boys, that's probably a good full Whitney. Well done. That segment will never be back ever again. Unless we somehow pull it off again next year and win again. Like, that's it.
Well, guys, it's been a while since I've jumped in with you guys, but I remember back in the day we used to do a song to take us out. Before we start mentioning some things at the end of the show, I'd like to just play this little tune. And this is for Fulzy. Who's off to the motherland, Africa, a little bit of Toto to roll us through into the end of the show, everyone. This has been emotional.
It has.
This has been a lot of fun. We do have the Xmas special coming up, but we'd love people to get in contact with us if there's anything that you want us to cover off in the Christmas special.
Got any drinking game rules that you want to add to?
Yeah, absolutely. Most importantly, do you want to see the full Whitney come back and make it a regular segment in the show?
Not even a little bit.
Unequivocally, yes.
Yeah, overwhelming response.
Yeah, well, Rangers is never here, so he's got no say. So that's good. Like, he's done.
Let us know if you want us to play the Sports Trench drinking game before we record the Christmas special.
Oh, God. there's a drink right there, because that is going to end in tears. Like, there's going to be a lot of C's, a lot of bleeping, and there's some innocent ears that do listen to the show.
Oh, absolutely.
And they apparently love, the English accent segment, because they sound like Peppa Pig.
Actually, Pete, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we do have someone calling in right now just to say goodbye to us. Is there something to say about the 100th episode? How have you enjoyed it so far, man?
Yeah, g'day, Joe. It's actually Gareth Weddup's wife here again. I've had a smashing good old time with you lot.
Have you, man?
You fellas, it's a bloody well shame I'm going all the way back to England, I is. But, you know, when Gareth gets himself in the gear, we'll be heading back there. Yeah, to probably Leeds or London. I can't remember where we live.
I guess it has been a long time, but thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your support, and hopefully we can get some more listeners in the UK through your wonderful word of mouth, because who wouldn't want to hear that voice more often?
But yeah, thanks very much. But just before we go, I want to have a special shout out to me mate Blur and Damon Albarn. He's going to take us out for a bit of a song, eh? Damon, you're in the studio here.
Gentlemen, that wraps us up for the 100th episode. Thanks very much for joining us. Boys, thanks so much for having me back. Peter, thank you.
No, thank you, Joseph.
Fulzy, amazing to have you again.
Thanks, mate.
Rangers, great to see you.
Thanks.
Good luck with the daddy stuff and the Muff Master M. I think that was your name anyway.
Yeah, Muff Master M or whatever it was.
Something like that. Mate, thanks for hitting those buttons for us.
Look, it's smooth as always.
Always is. Yeah. Thanks, boys, and we'll see you in the Christmas special. See you soon. Make sure you check out the website, the Facebook page, the Twitter, and all that stuff. See you soon.
Bye.
Hey. We are safe.